The Old Testament reading is from Joshua, chapter 23, beginning at verse 1, and it's on page 239 in your Bibles. After a long time had passed, and the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies around them, Joshua, by then a very old man, summoned all Israel, their elders, leaders, judges, and officials, and said to them, "I am very old. You yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. It was the Lord your God who fought for you. Remember how I have allotted as an inheritance for your tribes all the lands of the nations that remain, the nations I conquered between the Jordan and the Mediterranean Sea in the west. The Lord your God himself will push them out for your sake. He will drive them out before you, and you will take possession of their land, as the Lord your God promised you. Be very strong. Be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, without turning aside to the right or to the left. Do not associate with these nations that remain among you. Do not invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. You must not serve them or bow down to them, but you are to hold fast to the Lord your God as you have until now. The Lord has driven out before you great and powerful nations. To this day, no one has been able to withstand you."
We continue Joshua's farewell to the leaders, verses 10 to 16. "One of you rots 1,000, because the Lord your God fights for you, just as he promised. So be very careful to love the Lord your God. But if you turn away and ally yourselves with the survivors of these nations that remain among you, and if you intermarry with them and associate with them, then you may be sure that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you. Instead, they will become snares and traps for you, whips on your backs, and thorns in your side, in your eyes, until you perish from this good land, which the Lord your God has given you. Now I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. But just as all the good things the Lord your God has promised you have come to you, so he will bring on you all the evil things he has threatened, until the Lord your God has destroyed you from this good land he has given you. If you violate the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down to them, the Lord's anger will burn against you, and you will quickly perish from the good land he has given you." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. As Ian comes to preach to us, Lord, we just thank you for the words you put on Ian's heart this last week. Lord, we just thank you for his service here. We just thank you for the message which he wants to impart to us, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you will open our hearts and minds to receive that message, and that you'll speak to him this moment with power and conviction. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew. I think I better introduce myself. I'm Ian Scott Thompson. I'm the rector here. So, and thank you, Andrew, for leading our service, and to Ian and Leon for those readings. Before I start, can I just agree with Andrew how good it is to be together in this combined service? We went to a combined service yesterday in St. Botolph's in the middle of Colchester, by Colchester Town Station, and it was the ordination of six new deacons becoming priests, a sort of stage two ordination, if you like. And they were from all over. They were from Witham and Wivenhoe, from Mount Bures and Brightlingsea and so on. And all the people together were full of joy, actually, at the bishop ordaining these six new young people. And then in the evening we went to a harvest supper in Great Tay, actually, and the people from, one or two from Alden there, and folk from Chapel and Little Tay and all sorts. But it was just good to be together, and I think actually we're going to be doing this more and more. So do talk to those that you don't know, Christians from other churches and, you know, people who are together with us in worshipping the Lord. Well, thank you for reading Joshua chapter 23. It's not one that we read a lot in church, but it's Joshua's farewell. And I thought it was a little bit appropriate, because these farewell addresses in the Bible are often a sort of summing up of the leader's message, the key themes. And here you could describe Joshua's message as, remember all that the Lord has done, be strong and stay faithful to God. Or as he puts it in verse 8, hold fast to the Lord your God. So I thought that could be a good title. Hold fast to the Lord your God. In other words, maintain your faith and stay close to Christ. Because if we're honest, many people find plenty of other things to do in life, other interests. And often that means they stop reading their Bibles. They give up on praying. They stop coming to worship. And their faith in Jesus gradually drains away, until one day they have to honestly acknowledge that they no longer believe. But Jesus said, keep faith. Those who keep faith to the end will be saved. After all, at home, you clean and sharpen your knives and your other tools, don't you? If you don't do that, they don't cut well. You can't use them properly. You maintain your car. You maintain your house. Otherwise, they fall apart. You keep yourself fit as far as you can. Otherwise, your body falls apart. So too with your soul. Maintain your spirit. And basically, keep your relationship with God clean and strong. For your body, if you think about it, you need a balanced diet, don't you? They're always telling us that in the papers and on television and so on. You need healthy food, the good natural ingredients, not too much. Actually, I think the harvest supper last night, I ate too much. I don't know about you. Yeah, it was a bit that way. Not too much, and of course, not too little. Some people do indeed starve themselves and suffer for it. For the soul, that means reading your Bible and praying, taking in some good Christian teaching. There's so much available, isn't there, on the internet and on CDs and so on. Going to inspiring worship, attending conferences like Keswick and New Wine and so on. Just occasionally having a quiet day, time aside just to be with God. Maybe for you it's art and music that inspires you. What does inspire you and draw you closer to God? Make sure that you have some of that in your life. That's the input, if you like, to your soul. But for your body, of course, we know you also need exercise as well as diet, don't you? You need the output to keep you fit and your body working well. Otherwise, you become flabby and seize up. And for your soul, what that means is witness and evangelism, talking to people about your faith, sharing what God's done for you, talking with other Christians in the church, and teaching others, especially children, about Jesus. Everybody's soul needs a little challenge in order to grow stronger. Joshua's speaking to Israel, of course, isn't he? The people of God. And he warns them, in their time and culture, not to associate with other nations that remain among them in the land. For Christians, that would be about staying close to Christ, making sure that you're supported by fellow Christians. That's why we have home groups and network groups. Being careful not to be attracted away to the values of society, the consumer culture, buying stuff, zhuzhing up your lifestyle, as they say these days. This is very nearly my final sermon, as I'm retiring at the end of October and moving to Portsmouth. And I'd like to thank all of you for your support and encouragement over the past 14 years or so. Jane and I have greatly enjoyed our time in Oldham and Marks Tay, and more recently also, of course, in Great Tay and Little Tay, Waitscone and Chapel. We shall miss the lovely country of North Essex around here and all the good people here. This has been, as I said in the newsletters, the longest time we've lived anywhere. And I'm told I'm also the longest vicar here since Canon Steele, which may explain why everyone's asking when I'm going. Canon Steele was rector 1915 to 1945. 30 years, double the time I've been here, and through two world wars as well. Amazing, quite an achievement for him. Please, can I say to you, please continue to support your churches here, especially in the vacancy when I'm no longer around. The church wardens and PCCs will continue to organise worship and other activities, including, of course, major refurbishment projects on both of our two churches. But for all of you, whatever your beliefs, can I encourage you to look after your own spiritual well-being? Modern life in 21st century Britain is stressful, especially with recent pressure on the cost of living. So please make sure you care for yourself. Pay attention particularly to how your life fits into the bigger picture of life, a meta-narrative, as the experts call it, your view of the world outside yourself and beyond you. And what that does is it puts your life into context and gives it meaning. But particularly if you follow Christ, as I hope you do, this means your central relationship to God in Christ Jesus. Don't neglect to read your Bible, to pray, to talk with others about your faith, and to teach your children and grandchildren. We need to pass on the wisdom we've gleaned and believe to be true. Jesus said, "Those who keep faith to the end will be saved."
Thank you, Ian. When our daughter went to Philip Morant School, they had a motto in the main hall, and it was a quote from one of Paul's letters, and I've probably got it totally wrong. But basically it said, hold on to what is good. And what is good, in our case, is our faith. What is good is also our churches, which are here to bring good news to the people who are not here. Hold on to what is good. So thank you for that, Ian. Thank you for that message. And you hold on to what is good as well. And we'll be holding you in our prayers for going forward, because it's a new season in your life, very much so. But autumn can be a glorious time. So make the most of it and shine and reflect all those colours that you've been hiding away somewhere. Let them shine out. That's great.